Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, the poor sinner. privilege of my office as a called and ordained servant of the word announce the grace of God unto you. And in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all of your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. I saw also the Lord sitting upon his throne, high lifted up. And I heard the voice of a great multitude saying, Alleluia. For the Lord God, omnipotent, reigneth. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands, and serve the Lord with gladness. Amen. National Reading from Blueberry Small Catechism. As the head of the family should teach them in a simple way to his household. The sacrament of the altar. How can bodily eating and drinking do such great things? It is not the eating and the drinking indeed that does them, but the words here written, given shed for you for the remission of sins. Which word, besides the bodily eating and drinking, are the chief thing in the sacrament? And he that believes these words has what they say and express, namely, the forgiveness of sins. This morning's Old Testament, Jeremiah, chapter 33. Behold, I will bring in health and cure, and I will cure them and will revive unto them the abundance of peace and truth. And I will cause the captivity of Judah and the captivity of Israel to return, and will build them as at the first, and I will cleanse them from all their iniquity whereby they have sinned against me, and I will pardon all their iniquities whereby they have sinned, and whereby they have transgressed against me. And it shall be to me a name of joy, a praise, and an honor before all the nations of the earth, which shall hear all the good that I do unto them, and they shall fear and tremble for all the goodness and for all the prosperity that I procure unto it. So far. This morning's Epistle, Romans chapter 12. Be of the same mind one toward another. Mind not high things, but condescend to men of low estate. And be not wise in your own conceits. Recompense to no man evil for evil. Provide things honest and in the sight of all men. And if it be possible, as much as lieth in you, live peaceably with all men. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine. I will repay, saith the Lord. Therefore, if thine enemy hunger, feed him. If he thirst, give him to drink. For in doing so, thou shalt heap coals of fire on his head. And be not overcome with evil, but overcome evil with good. So far. I have not found so great a faith, no, not in Israel. And I say unto you, that many shall come from the east and from the west, and they shall sit down with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. But the children of the kingdom shall be cast out into darkness, and there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. And then Jesus said unto the centurion, go your way, and as thou hast believed, so be it to you. And the servant was healed from that very hour. So far, the Holy Gospel. Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
My sermon theme this morning is mercy, the mercy of Christ. And it's based upon our gospel lesson. And I would like to read the last verse of this morning's gospel. And then Jesus said to the centurion, "Go your way. And as you have believed, it will be done unto you." And the servant was healed that very hour. So far, speak to you. He speaks with authority. That was the comment of many people who had listened to Christ. The people were astonished at his doctrine. He minced no words about the ugliness of sins. He spoke as one who had the power to set one free from their sins and had the power over the devil himself. During his stay here on earth, Jesus did not live in a palace. He did not live in an ivory tower. He did not set himself apart from the problems and attentions of life. He came to work among the people. We meet two of those people in this morning's gospel. Jesus healed the leper and the centurion servant. One's a Jew and the other's a Gentile. A leper came and knelt before Christ, and we know that lepers at that time were outcasts. They were forced to have no contact with family or friends or anyone. As a matter of fact, they were required, if someone approached them, they were to cry out, "Unclean, unclean." And that person would obviously leave the area. Leprosy was a slow, lingering form of death. The other was a servant. The servant of a Roman centurion who was afflicted with palsy. We're not exactly sure what that disease was. Some say it was polio. Some say it was a form of epilepsy. But nobody knows for sure. But whatever it was, he was a man in great pain. The leper and the paralytic parallel the condition that puts the entire human race in misery. And what is our sickness? We all have a disease that is worse than leprosy. We call it sin. Sin shuts us out from heaven. We're told that the soul that sinneth it shall die. The wage of sin is death. And that's quite clear. There is no help available from other human sources. We must turn for the mercy to Jesus Christ. His primary mission was to extend mercy to lost sinners. He came to seek and to save that which was lost, and that includes every one of us here gathered this morning. He came to suffer and die. To complete the cure for sin, Christ's entire life was dealing with mercy, an epiphany of mercy shown to us. Well, faith recognizes Jesus Christ as the helper. "Lord, if you will, you can make me clean." That was the cry of the leper. His request is a confession of faith. A confession of faith in the divine passion and power of Christ. He has no doubt whatsoever, and this is the basis of faith. No doubt whatsoever. Faith's first step is to recognize the only only source of help. Faith approaches with confidence and trust, yet with humility. You see, we cannot demand or insist, for we daily sin. And all of us, including myself, deserve nothing but punishment. That's a fact. The centurion recognized his true condition before Christ. He was a Gentile. He made no pretense about demanding something from Jesus Christ, who was a Jew. He says, "Lord, I'm not worthy that you should even come into my house." I say to this man, go, and he goes. Do this, and he does that. He understood authority. He reasons that if he, a soldier, can give orders, so Jesus Christ, the Son of God, can issue an order, and it will be done. He believes this. He doesn't feel worthy to have the Son of God even enter his house. Speak the word only. Speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. He trusts the word of God. That's the key. Trusting in the word of God. This is faith. Faith lays hold on the power of God. Faith trusts the power of God. Faith doesn't demand, but only trusts the will and the word of Christ to accomplish great things. Some people may wonder, perhaps we have done this ourselves. How can I be sure that my sins are forgiven? Have you ever asked that to yourself? How can I be sure that I will go to heaven? Faith believes these things because Christ said it. It's recorded in Holy Scripture. And I believe that. That's faith. And that's not always easy, is it? Lord, I believe, help thou my unbelief. Both the leper and the paralytic, they were healed. They were healed because this was God's will. And by these acts of mercy, he provided to the people and proved that he had the power to heal. He had the power to forgive sins. This is the purpose of this entire story in this morning's gospel. These miracles assure us that when the pastor announces absolution, these words are not empty words, high-sounding words, no, but they're truthful. They're truthful promises from Almighty God. Almighty God himself stands behind those words of absolution. This is God's promise, not the pastor, not the Lutheran Church. Almighty God stands behind that. But in addition to granting the request, Jesus praises the faith of the centurion. And this is one of the few times that Jesus spoke words of praise about faith. And this guy, well, he was a Gentile. He wasn't even a Jew. And what a lesson for us. But also what a warning. Would Jesus commend our faith to others? O Lord, give us such faith to receive your mercy and to believe every word that you have spoken in Holy Scripture. May God grant this gift to each of us. Amen. Amen. Now may the peace of God that surpasses all human understanding abide with us here this morning and extend itself into the joys of eternal life. Amen.
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 Pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Lord Jesus Christ, who calls us unto thee all that labor and that heavy laden to refresh them and give rest unto the soul, we pray. With us this morning experience your love, the heavenly feast, that you have prepared for us here on earth. Keep us all from impenitence and unbelief, so that no one will partake of this holy sacrament to their damnation. Strengthen our faith, increase our love and hope. And after this life, grant us all a place at your heavenly table, where we shall eat of the eternal manna, and drink of the river of thy pleasure forevermore. Hear us for thine own sake. Amen.
Amen.
We continue with hymn 307, please.
Thank you.
service of the sacrament, please rise. The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up unto the Lord.
Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God. Give thanks unto thee, O Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Everlasting God. And now that we praise you, that you did send us to your only begotten Son, and that in him, being found in the fashion of man, did manifest the fullness of thy glory. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify thy glorious name, evermore praising thee and saying, after the same manner also took the cup, and when he had supped, and when he had given thanks, he gave them, saying, drink ye all of it. This cup is the New Testament of my blood, which is shed for you for the remission of sins. This do it also, if you drink it, in remembrance of me. The Lord be with you always. Amen.
Oh, God.
keep you in the one true faith and life everlasting. Amen. Depart in the Lord's peace. Amen.
Take and eat the true body of Christ. This is the true blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, shed for the remission of your sins.
Now may this body and blood strengthen and preserve you, keep you in the one true faith and the life everlasting. Amen. Depart in the Lord's peace.
Thank you. Thank you.
through this salutary gift. And we beseech thee that of thy mercy, that you would strengthen us through the same faith toward thee and for love toward one another. We pray this through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen.